You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection and reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. This show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app and all the places where you can get your podcasts, including Apple, Google, Podbean, all the places just like that. You can follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. You can follow us on Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And it is the 6th day of July, 2020. There's so much that I can talk about in terms of baseball and the tests and some of the strange bungling that's going on, and the fact that I believe Mo, Larry, Curley, and maybe even Shemp, Joe Besser, who knows who's involved in all of this craziness that's going on with testing for COVID. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's driving me absolutely bananas, and I'm not going to talk about it. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk about something else. If I can talk about something that I'm doing right now, let's talk about something a little more cheerful, and that is death. I'm actually being serious. There's not going to be an All-Star game this year. There isn't. And I, every year at the All-Star break, starting in 2014, I've created an in-memoriam video that's become a little tradition that started at the old Sully Baseball podcast, and I did it again when we moved over here to Locked On MLB. And it really began in 2014 when I got frustrated that the Fox TV broadcast of the 2014 All-Star Game did not mention Tony Gwynn, even though he died like 3 or 4 weeks or something ridiculously close to the start of the All-Star Game. And there was all sorts of hemming and hawing and ridiculous excuse of why he wasn't mentioned. Someone said, well, we would have to mention everybody because, as you know, there must have been a flurry of deaths of 15-time All-Stars in the previous month. And I got really fed up and angry and everything. And I felt that instead of just being angry and bitching and moaning and everything like that, why don't I actually do something about it? You know, why don't I, instead of complaining, why don't I make an in-memoriam video? Because I figured that was the best thing to do. Instead of saying, well, we'd have to honor everybody, fine, great. In one of the breaks, in one of the commercials, you sit down and you pay tribute to everybody who died in the previous year. And obviously, you're not going to hit everybody. In the first year I did it with my buddy Rafael Rivera. And the two of us, just in one night, we did it as a middle finger to Fox Sports. And I went on to baseballreference.com, the single greatest website in the history of the planet Earth, and I saw who are all the all-stars who died the previous year. And I just wrote out a list. I threw in a couple other names. We got the natural soundtrack, and we quickly just slapped it together in just a few hours. And you know, we had some clips, we had some photographs, and we tried to edit it to the rhythm of the natural. He is a very skilled video editor. I've been a video producer and an editor in the past, and the two of us quickly put this together, and we threw it up on YouTube in just a few hours. And it was basically to say, hey, two jabronis in Palo Alto, California could whip this together in a couple hours. I think all of Fox Sports could actually come up with a decent program. And it got some attention, and some, I think, Deadspin and a couple other websites, NBC Sports and Yahoo Sports or some other big one that picked it up, and we got, you know, it was 20,000, 30,000 something, you know, views, and a lot of people said some nice things about it. And when the next year came around, we basically looked at each other, Rafael and I, and said, let's do it again, but this time plan it out. And this time we found a piece of music. It was actually the end credits of the movie The Untouchables by Ennio Morricone, who actually just died yesterday. So rest in peace, maestro Ennio Morricone. And it's a wonderful piece of film music. And then we put that up and boom, we did it again. And then every year, now Raphael and I did the first two together, and I've done them all by myself since, because Raphael and I aren't working in the same office anymore. But Raphael, I give you thanks in every video that I've done, because you're the one who basically showed me the format of it. Your pal Sully, I'm a Oscar nut as well as a baseball nut, and I love the In Memoriam video that they show at the Academy Awards. Some of the ones they've been doing recently have been a little lacking, but the ones from the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s were extraordinarily well produced, some of my favorite ones. And so we tried to, in the first two, and then me alone these last bunch, have tried to emulate that style, to emulate the style of, we start off with a big one, you end with a big one. And you sprinkle in a few that are like, a few that are young, a few that are old, and every once in a while, a really famous one, you have to sort of wake the audience up with a couple of them, jolting them in the middle of the show. And the second to last one has to be a really good one, and the last one has to pull at the heartstrings. And I think about who have been the last ones, like the last names on each of them. The first time we did it, the last one was Tony Gwynn. The second time we did it, the last one was Ernie Banks. Third time we did it, the last one was Yogi Berra. Then the next time, the last one was Jose Fernandez. And then the next one, it was Roy Halladay. And then, am I missing one? I might be missing one. And then last year, the last one was Frank Robinson. And this year, well, you're going to have to see, because I cut it together and we're going to launch it very soon. And I put it together. The process of putting it together is a somewhat arduous one, actually. And throughout the year, you know, you make notes. I have a little spreadsheet. It's morbid if you saw it, but it's because I want to make this video good. And the first couple of times I did it, we're really focusing on all-stars and well-known people. But I've widened the net, and I've tried to include people who affected the game, some behind the scenes. I included Penny Marshall because of everything she did with League of Their Own. Many, whenever there's a death from the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, I try to include as many of those as I can, as many of the Negro Leagues players as I can. But I also don't want it to be a 20-minute thing. I find a piece of music and try to make sure it fits in that. So inevitably, there's going to be a name or two that I want to include that doesn't quite fit in. And this year, I had a bunch. There was a whole mess of them. And even though I shoehorned as many of them as I can, I don't want it to be just a rapid-fire slideshow. I'd like it to have a certain rhythm and a certain feel to it. And so I take this very seriously, because these are the people who contributed something to the game of baseball. And do you know what? This is a way to say goodbye and pay tribute to them. And some of them, I bet you, some of them you probably never heard of before. And some make you go, whoa, they died this year? And one or two will make you say, ooh, they were still alive? So by the end of this podcast, I will be launching this. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about cars. I still have my car. I don't drive it much, you know, because I don't have to drive to work right now. But I'm in California. Cars are a big thing, and you kind of have to always get stuff for your car. It's kind of a pain that way, but it's true. Now, I'm not a big car guy, so I don't want to go to a chain store, because they have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require a membership or account login. They have everything from engine control modules, I can't even say it, and brake parts to tail lamps, to motor oil, whether it's your classic car or a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Lock On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selections, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. It's rockauto.com. All right, so after a lot of work, I finished it up. And what I'm going to do is this. You will be able to see it on the Sully Baseball Twitter feed, and hopefully some of the other Locked On will be putting it as out as well. But I am going to do a little thing which I like to do each year, and that is, before I release the In Memoriam video, I basically send out all of the previous ones. So let's go to my videos here, and I'm going to go start posting up all the In Memoriams from the past. And you will see it on the Sully Baseball feed on Twitter. So yeah, in 2014, the first one that had Tony Gwynn and Ralph Kiner, amongst others. They were very Chicago-centric in 2015 with Minnie Minosa and Ernie Banks. In 2016, Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola and Dean Chance and several other ones, and Dave Henderson. You had Yordano Ventura, Jimmy Pearsall, and Jim Bunning in the 2017 one. The 2018 one, that was one of the hardest ones to edit because there were so many big ones that were in that that featured Rusty Staub, Bobby Doerr, Roy Halladay. And last year, to the tune of Miller's Crossing by Carter Burrell, I paid tribute to Bill Buckner, Willie McCovey, Frank Robinson, among others. Yeah, the music selections. The first one was from The Natural. The second one was from The Untouchables. The third one was from Field of Dreams. In 2017, we used music from The Rocketeer, underrated soundtrack by James Horner. 2018, I used the soundtrack from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Terrible movie, great soundtrack. Last year, I used Miller's Crossing. I always like to find great pieces of film music because this is loosely based on what they do at the Oscars. Okay, I'm about ready to tweet all of those out, and off they go. So I'm basically making an announcement that the I'm going to be doing the launching the In Memoriam. There they are. They're all on there. And so now here we go. Are you ready? I'm about to publish In Memoriam 2020. And there we go. And now it's published. And now hopefully you all will watch it. And, you know, the goal is to bring up some nice memories and maybe put a little lump in your throat. That's the idea. Well, that's what I've been working on this weekend and for the last bunch of days. And tomorrow, we're going to have an all-new episode of Locked On MLB. But I wanted to share that with you and get your thoughts. And hopefully, you can watch it. And if you like it, go share it with people and post it on your social media as well. So go to the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. Check out all the great places where you can get your podcasts. This has been Locked On MLB for the 6th day of July, 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.